Absolute justice is achieved by seeing all is in divine order. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. The Absolute Philosopher is checking today on something quite interesting. Absolute justice is achieved by seeing all is in divine order. There's no freedom in this. We think that justice and right action and so forth brings freedom. We want to have freedom in our life. We're so interested in experiencing freedom. And what do we really mean? What do we really want when we say we'd like freedom? Would you like the freedom to drive anywhere you like and zip along the roads and to move at whatever speed you like? That'd be fun, wouldn't it? Well, then create yourself as the only car on the road. Now, if you're going to create other cars on the road because you want to create the evolution of the car with its finer and finer and finer engines, its finer and finer and finer chassis and so forth, then you're going to create other cars on the road. And if you're going to create other cars on the road, they will want to have something dependable. They want to know when places are to stop and start and where places are to speed and slow down. We spoke about that just a moment ago. No. Absolute justice is achieved by seeing all is in order. Now, how do we see all is in order, and how do we have the freedom to do whatever we please? Well, you have the freedom to do whatever you please. Let's look at that before we look at the other. The freedom to do whatever you please has to make you decide, what is it you please to do? What is it you're being in competition with to speed? What is it you're being in competition with to walk your spiritual path? My great enthusiasm and joy is the hundreds of students that come through the University of Healing and the University of Philosophy, and they all want to have a quick fix. They all want to walk their spiritual path in quick divine order. They all want to be a spiritual master instantly. They all want a certificate saying, I am a spiritual master. I have taken this course and I have achieved these values. And people will look at them and say, if that's what a spiritual master is, I don't want any part of it. And we continue to say, well, look, I have a certificate. It says I'm a spiritual master. Look, can't you see this? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know? And as we think about that, we think about how can we achieve being a spiritual master, which is not impossible. How can we achieve being a spiritual master as quickly as possible? Well, the first thing we do when we walk our spiritual path is to give up our freedom. Ooh, that sounds really mean and terrible, isn't it? We give up the freedom, the right to use negative words. We give up the freedom to think that we're limited. We give up the freedom to say to ourselves that we can't do different things. We give up the freedom of the right to be less than our highest and best. We give up the freedom to pretend that we live in a universe that's filled with limitation, lack, and all sorts of things that are not beneficial to us. Well, that's not so difficult. That's not so difficult to just give up those attitudes. No, that's true. That's not difficult. The difficult part comes in the next step. The difficult part comes in the step where it says, I am whole and perfect, where it says, I am a spiritually illumined being, where it says, everything I do is predicated on the fact that I am creator of my world, I am the master of my world, I am God, I am the allness. Well, hey, that slipped in there that I am God, what's that all about? Well, the I am God concept is what Jesus the Christ taught, which was what every philosophy and every religion in the world teaches. The Hindus teach this, the Brahmins teach this, the Confucianisms teach this, the Zarathustrans teach it, the Islamic people teach. Islamic people teach that? Oh my, yes. Yes. in the books Muhammad presented to the people is very clearly spelled out that each one is the divine, and each one is the creator of their world, and each one is God. Oh my, I had never really known that. Well, have you ever studied these books with the idea of looking for what it says we are and what it says of our good nature, then looking at it merely as a story of the religious development of a people, where it tells all about their hang-ups and their good stuff and their bad stuff? Well, no. Well, now, if you're going to give your child a learning experience, say you're going to teach your child about chemistry, okay? So you're going to go back to the original aspects of all chemistry. You're going to go back to the original development of understanding how sand is formed. You're going to go back to why the beaches are there. You're going to go back to the chemistry of how the evaporation of water from the ocean comes over the land as rain and so forth and so on. You're going to go to the fundamentals. So you're going to, so to speak, reinvent the wheel constantly so your child will know what that's all about. Well, no. No, there's enough wisdom and knowledge that is to be learned right based on the now without going into all that historical lore and the historical understanding. But it gives people understanding if you have that historical. Yes, that's true. It shows people that there were times that people believed it couldn't be done, and there will be times again that people will believe it can't be done. Well, yes, that's true. That's true. However, if we are able to teach ourselves and teach those we love that all is in the now, everything is perfect in the now, all is absolute justice right now, seeing all in order. If we see all in order, then we don't have to know how it got there. We don't have to know how it's going to remain there. We just see it all in order. But I have to think positively to keep it in order. I have to say that all is in order, and I have to affirm this and know this. Well, those are steps along the way, perhaps. But when you achieve mastership, when you achieve awareness, you say, all is in order now. There is no becoming, there is no developing, it is done. See, that's a real tough part. Because you are speaking your word contrary to the illusions that are all about you. And when we speak our word contrary to the illusions that are all about us, our inner being fights this. Our mental, reasonable, rational self says, it can't be so. We know better than that. It can't be so. But it is. It is. Is there a possibility that all knowledge instantly can be made known and available to every human being on the face of the earth through just being aware of their oneness with the universal mind? Yes. Is it possible to take all this knowledge of the universal oneness of all and put it on a little microchip, and the microchip no larger than a little tiny grain of rice or even smaller than that, and then plant that into the body so that it responds in the body, put it in the brain or wherever it's supposed to go. And then whenever you have a desire to know anything of the universal allness, you just sort of tune into that microchip and it reveals to you whatever it is that your question is. Well, say, that sounds like a computer. That sounds like how our search activity works in our computer. And we could just search it in Google or in Yahoo or in various other places. We search it and we come up with the wonderful solution. Yes, that's the way it does sound. But why are we so unaware that that's exactly how we do it in our consciousness? Our brain is the greatest computer that ever existed, calling the brain a computer. Yeah, that's right. We honor the brain by calling it a computer because we're saying that it can do all the things a computer can do, and it can. The brain is what gave the information to develop the computers, to create the chips, to create all these things. The brain is what did that. And why not that the brain can do it for itself? Why not that the brain can reveal to itself these things? Absolute justice is achieved by seeing all in order. All in order. But there is no such thing as freedom to think anything you want. If you think I cannot do it, then you will find you cannot do it. If you think I know it, then you will know it. You see, people who make these statements at one point in their life thought perhaps they didn't know it. And that's the point in their life where we met them. And then they began to make a statement, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer. And pretty soon they know the answers. Now, do you think, do I think, these people who once didn't know the answer and now know the answer are going to associate with other people who don't know the answer? They're going to associate with people who do know the answer. They're going to associate with people who are in their level of consciousness. They're going to associate with people in their thinking mode. You see, we cannot say that we know a lot of people who say, I know that I know that I know, when we don't say, I know that I know that I know. And we cannot say that the world is aware of its divinity and its magnificence because they say, I know that I know that I know. When we are aware of our magnificence, when our world, as we understand it, is fulfilled, we will not even recognize that there are some who don't know it. Why could anyone like Jesus the Christ do healing work? Because there was nothing to heal. He had an easy job, as we all do. He had an easy job. He looked right through the individual to their original purity and integrity, focused on it, and recognized it was their reality. And in no time at all, an instant, a fraction of an instant, the individual was able to recognize it and experience it. And so long as the individual maintained that oneness with this original purity and integrity, their bodies remained perfect in every sound way. However, the moment they went back to their other world and they looked at other people and they say, oh, I feel so sorry for you. Oh, it's too bad. Well, it's not too bad. It's their thinking. But if we say it's too bad, then it's going to be our thinking. And we will be back in experiencing the negativity, in experiencing the evil, and experiencing the illness, and experiencing the problems that we spoke our word for and left behind and no longer experience. You see, we are in charge. We have no freedom to think negative thoughts. We have only the right to speak the truth about ourselves, which is not a freedom, but a realization of who and what we are. Absolute justice is achieved by seeing all in order. So as we begin now to see all in order, as we listen to the absolute philosopher within ourselves, we will realize that we too can become a master. We already are. But we can become aware that we are a master. We can become aware that we are divine. We can become aware of the glorious aspects of our nature. Not for any other reason except that it's true. It's true, that's who and what we are. Now, let's claim that. I am aware of who and what I am. I am myself. You name your own name when you're speaking. I am Herb Byerly. I am Herb Byerly, a master, an aware being, a super wonderful, fantastic person. I am the fulfillment of every dream and desire I have for myself. I am happy. Well, now, hey. We can't let that happen. If we start letting that happen, then pretty soon Herb Byerly is not going to be in our world anymore. Herb Byerly will only be in the world of people who are aware of their mastership. And none will find that peculiar in any sense. Are we going to walk that same road with them? Are we going to be in that same consciousness? Sure, why not? And let's do it now. Let's do it right this minute be in that perfect consciousness. Absolute justice is achieved by seeing all is in order. There is no freedom to be opposite, to be contrary. You can only speak the truth in the now and enjoy it in the now. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you, because I love myself.